Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly. Hey, Paulie, what's up?
I'm going to need a moment. Hold on.
Get the box of tissues out, Paulie.
Did you guys play that? You guys saved that right when I came on. We had that
for today, and Howie was talking, our producer Howie Sylvester was talking about playing it, and I said, as we were just talking during the break, I said, no, let's play it now. Paulie's coming on. It makes sense. It's perfect. So I knew you would enjoy that. We were talking about it a little
bit
this
week.
And Paul, that was a big, big moment for a lot of reasons and sort of the Patriots' rise over the last, 25 years. That was a moment you knew you had something cooking,
It was. They really haven't been bad, consistently bad, ever since. The whole Foxborough Follies thing that permeated, Foxborough back in those days. It's never been like that since. They've had a couple of bad years. Certainly Bill Belichick's first year here in New England, 5-11, they weren't a very good team. But they've never consistently been bad ever since that win. They rattled off 7 in a row, made the playoffs, and they've been really contenders ever since.
Paulie, let me switch it over to today's game against the Minnesota
Vikings.
Oh, what a
downer. Sorry. What a downer. We're reminiscing.
Memory lane.
All right, now go ahead.
I'm not interested.
brutal.
But
brutal.
I love it, Chris.
I know.
There's no fan left in him at all.
Yeah, that's probably true. I just wanted to ask you, though, because I am excited about this. Speaking of no fan, I mean, Rex Burkhead returning. I think sometimes in the past the Patriots have put too much on this guy and relied on this guy too much. But with Sony Michel and James White established, I think he's coming back in the perfect situation and the perfect role for this team. What type of impact do you think he'll make?
Yeah, I think, it's funny. I think today could be a big day for him. I think that he's been sitting around for, the better part of a couple, two and a half months. I think he's going to have fresh legs today while the rest of the league is pretty much beaten up and suffering through the wear and tear of December football. And I think he's always been a guy that's been productive in small bursts. I think he can run the football. I think he's even better out of the backfield as a receiver. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him have a role in the offense today and look good doing it. I think that we could be talking post-game about how quick he looked, because I think sometimes when you have a guy like that, he's a tough matchup to begin with, but when you have a guy who's really been sitting around not doing a whole lot, and all of a sudden he gets a chance to get out there against guys that have been beaten down, they look a little bit extra quick. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Burkhead play a role. The question always with him, Chris, is, how many weeks in a row can you rely on that? And I think now with Sony Michel clearly the lead back, and you don't need to rely on Burkhead to be that guy, you give him a handful of carries, you throw the ball to him a couple of times, maybe you can keep him healthy.
Yeah, you're always walking on eggshells with that guy, with Rex Burkhead.
Well, he's not a lead back, and that's the problem.
And that's sort of been the MO on him his entire career, even before he got to New England. Sort of an eggshell situation. Paul, as far as the running game goes, I believe, and I think a lot of people believe, that the Patriots have made an effort, a concerted effort to run the football, that they want to establish some part of their identity as being able to run the football. What do you do today? What's your approach if you're the Patriots going against a Minnesota defense that is tough on the run?
Yeah, it's tough because in the past, Belichick has not really wasted a lot of time, as he says, banging his head against the wall against teams that are really good at stopping the run and is just sort of throwing it around. Now, I don't know if he'll be able to do that today with the same amount of confidence, because the overall efficiency of the passing game, I don't think has been as high as it's been in the past. I don't know if that's all Tom Brady's fault or the injuries with Edelman and Gronk being in and out of the lineup. First with the suspension for Edelman and obviously with the injuries to Gronk. But I think that they have sort of turned the page a little bit with Sony Michel kind of establishing himself as a constant in the offense. I'd be surprised if they got away from the run today, but I'm sort of, in this belief of the new age offenses. I think in order to score a lot of points, you need to be successful throwing the football. And I think you saw it a little bit last week. I don't think you could be any more productive on the ground than they were at the Meadowlands. Over 200 yards rushing as a team. Michelle's got 133 yards, and here you are with about a minute or so left in the third quarter sitting on 13 points. I think when you run the ball effectively, it does all the cliches that you talk about. It shortens the game. It keeps the other team's offense on the sideline, but it also tends to keep the scoring down. And I think the Patriots' defense – I think is better suited to play when their offense is scoring a lot of points. So I think that is a little bit of a catch-22, Beetle.
You mentioned the Patriots' defense there. I think one of the intriguing things about this game is how they handle that Vikings offense. and how they're able to handle Adam Thielen. And we'll see with Stephon Diggs. You know, apparently the knee swelled up overnight. I know he was out in the field sort of testing it out, but I'm going to operate under the assumption that he's going to play. What do you think the Patriots defense needs to do to slow down the Vikings?
Well, I think you need to keep things in front, and I think that's when the Patriots defense is at its best, when they're not giving up the big plays. I think they generally rally to the ball pretty well. They have to tackle consistently well, because I think both Diggs and Thielen, and I think Kyle Rudolph is an interesting guy today too. And one of your buddies, your Florida State guy, Dalvin Cook. We just talked to a member of the Vikings media on our show, who talked a lot about him maybe being involved in some short passing game today. And that's going to require, you know, some rallying to the football from those linebackers that, you know, really the much maligned linebacker crew in terms of pass coverage, the Hightowers, the Van Noys, the Landon Roberts of the world. I think Dalvin Cook is a tough matchup for those guys out in space. So if Minnesota comes in with one of those game plans where, you know, you sort of say, we know they're going to try to take away deep balls, we know they're going to try to take away the big play, but they're content to move the chains like that, I think it could be a long day for the defense. But Minnesota hasn't really done that consistently all year. They haven't run the ball effectively. They give up a lot of pressure on Cousins, and therefore they turn the ball over a lot. So that's what I'm looking for the Patriots defense. I'm not looking for a lot of three and outs, but you know, if you can get a couple of turnovers, I think that's the difference in the game.
If I'm the Patriots, you know, I want to try and schematically it's easier said than done, but I want to try and make Cousins throw the ball to Laquan Treadwell and, you know, Aldrick Robinson, because we haven't talked a lot this
week
at all.
Easier said than done, though.
It is easier said than done. But, you know, the third wide receiver spot, I go back to the 2014 game in Green Bay where they made Rodgers throw it to Devontae Adams, and that was really the day the Packers figured out, like, Devontae Adams is not a butt. Like, he can play. And so I think if you're the Patriots, you know, make Laquan Treadwell has been a bust to this point in his career as a first-round pick. You know, see if that guy make the Vikings learn or show if that guy can actually do anything.
Yeah, it's like they always say, Chris. You know, the Patriots do a great job of making you play left-handed, right? They make you do things that you don't want to do, and if you could do them, then you can have success. And hats off to you. I agree with you about Treadwell. He's the guy that I'm sure that Bill Belichick looks at and says, we got to make Kirk Cousins throw the ball to him consistently and see if he can make plays. Now, he has been a little better, but you're absolutely right to call him a bust. He has not been very good in his career, and he doesn't consistently catch the ball. He has some really big drops for them. To me, this game all comes down to Diggs. I mean, can Diggs play? I agree with you, Chris. I think he'll probably try, but will this be one of those games by the middle of the first quarter where he's sitting on the sideline? I think that could be a huge, huge plus for the Patriots.
He is Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly. Paul, even if Chris doesn't care, you know that I'll always care about Drew Bledsoe right there with you, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? I mean, seriously, Chris. I mean, you got to have a little fan in you. Come on.
It's a little bit. Just a little bit. Paul, thanks for the time.
All right, boys. Enjoy.